This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. About a decade after Proposition 2 in California, there's another one coming. I'll talk about it coming up after this.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected. Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
I spent some time in California last weekend where I was hearing some rumbling about this next proposition that could affect animal agriculture in that state and in other states, too. You see, about a decade after Proposition 2, 10 years ago, it's been just about that long, it looks like they're going to try to put more significant restrictions on the confinement of farm animals, and they would require all eggs in the state to be cage-free produced. The Humane Society of the United States, as you might expect, is behind this. The ballot initiative that could come along this fall would establish that eggs produced and sold in California must come from only cage-free birds, and that within 1 year of enactment, eggs sold statewide would have to come from birds given 1 square foot of space each, which meets the United Egg Producers cage-free standard. And subsequently, this would be required that all birds must live in cage-free systems by December 31st of 2021. Oh yes, and the pork industry won't be unscathed. The new initiative prohibits sales of pork products derived from farms that confine sows in gestation crates. That would go into effect by December 31st of 2021. Oh yes, and veal sold in California could only come from farms that do not put calves in veal crates. That would go into effect December 31st of next year. At the Humane Society of the United States, a vice president of farm animal protection, Josh Balk, says they hope to build off the success of Proposition 2. And he cited polling data they claim they have, showing that 72% of California voters support the enhanced, as he calls them, the enhanced standards for animal agriculture. I'll be back after this.